Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Simon Furman, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron.
Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott, and I'm here to tell you right now, you'll all fucking pay for your crimes against Blunghole and this podcast. With me today, all the way from the land of the White Hoods and the Flaming Crosses, it's Kyle.
Yep, just about.
Yeah. You guys have a local KKK?
I don't know.
You should check. You should
actually, why should I check?
I mean, just to know who's around you, man. It's... Man, you have no idea how many Confederate flags we have in Pennsylvania. It's disgusting.
Chick-fil-A counts, right?
I think Chick-fil-A does count.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that anymore.
Oh, man. Man.
That's the Dukes of Hazzard flag.
You know, I will sit back and go, you know what? Things are actually okay in this country. The day that Chick-fil-A goes, you know what? All you homos, we're fucking sorry. Man, just come on over this Sunday to Chick-fil-A for our homo-loving half-pounder meal. It's going to be fucking great. They got to say it exactly like that, too. Show me that you've put aside your vicious ways. Love the gays. Open on Sunday. And maybe open up a store near me. We have no Chick-fil-A's here. I personally don't care. I think chicken is one of the most disgusting things in the world. But my wife loves chicken. That's part of her heritage, I guess. I don't know. Also with me today, all the way from, like we've said before, the south of Canada, it's Thomas.
Yeah. I'm with Kyle. Because I'm not an American, and I don't really have any kind of... My familiarity with these things is very outsiderly.
Does Canada have the Ku Klux Klan?
No. but like, that's not as far as I'm aware. But, like, as far as I was concerned when I was a kid, that flag, that was just generally... That was just that Dukes of Hazzard flag. I didn't know anything about where it came from.
I would pay...
And I found out way, 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 way later on in high school, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
I would pay good money to see the Canadian KKK, or the CKKKK.
I'm sure there are probably groups that are like that.
We're real sorry, eh? But you're gonna have to get the fuck out of our town.
It was just revealed last year. There is a Canadian KKK. It's called the Canadian KKA.
Oh,
king of the dad jokes all the way from California. It's Xavier.
Hey. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Europe. Oh my god. And oh wait, we got one more guest. It's gotten to the point that he knows as soon as I start talking in front of a computer, I'll pick him up. So That's all you wanted, isn't it? You just wanted some love, and this is Isaac Newton. I found him outside in the trash. So let me tell you
the story.
He's
a Maine Coon, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I think he's a stray. I mean, I found him outside.
What's his facial geometry? Like, does he have a really big muzzle or a small one? The difference, like the question is though, like, does his face form like an equilateral triangle?
Give me a second. I can't hear anybody.
Well, and you know the rest, the other half of that. Norwegian forest cats have a very have a much smaller face, but they're really huge. And a Maine Coon just looks like Ron Perlman as a cat.
Motherfucker hit me in the face so hard he knocked my headphones off. Funk. No, he,
like a fucking card.
I came home from work. I came home from work one day. This was the summer of 2020. And this little tiny kitten came up to me. And I have a rule. I have a rule. I'll feed them once. And then if they come back to me, they're, you know, I'll think about giving them a place to stay or finding them a home, right? So yeah. It was just this little kitten, Newton. And Newton started crawling around my shoulders, just like orbiting me, right? Mm-hmm. Just from one shoulder around the back. And then his brother came up, another orange cat that looked very much like him. And it was absolutely horrible because they were covered in fleas, just absolutely covered. So I had some flea medication, and they seemed like they were old enough to have the flea medication. So I got the flea medication on them. Newton came back. His brother didn't. His brother just skedaddled. He never came back. No. So, and I feel bad to this day for not being able to get his brother. I really feel bad about that. But I had to keep Newton away from the other cats because he was so old. He could have gotten some of my other cats pregnant. I fix the males. I leave the females. That's just to save money. It's easier. It's either easier to castrate the boys than it is to euthanize the eggs of the females. You know.
Yeah, but the females though, like if you don't fix them though, they end up going through heat.
Yeah.
And that is unpleasant for them.
Heat death.
Yeah. Yeah. Of the universe. It's all part of life. Look, periods are unpleasant for my wife.
That is just how the species life. Works.
Like, 3 days of that. I speak cats. But I got
this is not Scott's impersonation of a cat. This is just Scott's hearing problems.
Anyway, so I got the cat. So anyway, I get the cat in here, and every day, whenever I came home from work, or if I just left him in there, because I had to keep him in the kitchen, away from all the ladies, everything would be on the fucking floor. Like, at least 25, 30-year items, just sitting around going, thunk. Yep, the gravity still works. Scott, good news. I tested the gravity all fucking day. And so,
checker.
We called him Isaac Newton. So he is mm-hmm. He is the most friendly, loving cat in all the world, and he's also the most dangerous creature to have ever existed on the planet. He is a menace. An absolute menace. The second most dangerous. My wife just walked through. She didn't even flip me off.
Among the animals that were domesticated by humans, and I say that, and I... cats are among the few species that if humans just disappeared tomorrow, they would do just fine.
Yeah.
Without humans.
Yeah.
Other animals, like many species of dogs, would just immediately go extinct because they'd become food. But cats are so close to their original wild phenotype that they can just nuke most things that are smaller than them.
Crossbones Koopa over in the chat. Welcome, Crossbones. He says, where is the rock lobster to battle the rock copter? All the way from hell in the handbasket, Crossbones. The rock lobster, is it red lobster underneath the decorative rocks outside? Dwayne Marsh says, I'm here. I'm late. Good morning, y'all. Wolf 1701 goes, yeah. Duanas Perez, why is it every time I miss you guys, I end up missing seeing your cat? Only way to get a cat is finding them either in a field or the trash. Wolf 1701 says, who doesn't want to be younger? That sounds like a way to ask who wants to die. Who doesn't want to be younger? Duanas Perez says, female cats have a higher chance of cancer if not spayed.
Start over. Karma will take care of the rest.
Yeah. I've taken that into account. Duanis. I do get my cats checked out. And I have one cat named Jazz, who I'm absolutely afraid to get outside. I'm convinced if Jazz ever got outside, or if somehow she got loose taking her to the vet, I'd never get her back. Never get her back. Crossbones Koopa says, Newton's brother is on another podcast, Cybertron Morning Good. And Dwayne Marsh said, you probably mentioned before you showed, but how did your doctor's appointment go? I want to thank the good doctor and the good doctor's assistant, a young man of what looked to be 12 or 13 years old named Tanner. At first, I didn't like Tanner. At first, I didn't like Tanner. And I'll tell you why. Like I said, Tanner looked like he was 12 or 13 and had a beard by, like my first beard by Kenner. And he put the blood pressure cuff on me. After about 13 or 15 tries, he finally got it on. And keep in mind, I don't have a fat arm. I do a lot of manual labor. I got like it's a nice arm. It doesn't have like the loose skin. Maybe a little bit down by the armpit.
Ah,
but this is the arm.
You're one of those guys that if it really came down to it, you would be able to punch someone real hard.
I got a big core. I hold good. All my weight in my core, yeah. Right? So
yeah.
So a little bit here too. So after about 13 to 15 tries, he finally gets the blood pressure cuff on my arm, but not until he has the dial like down in my armpit, facing towards my armpit, so he can't even read it, right? And it's just like, what the fuck am I doing, man? I'm a dead man. And then he goes, well, what brings you here today? And I said, well, Tanner, let me tell you, I was in the emergency room. My blood pressure was 232 over 132. And by the way, one of my friends who's an EMT said, I've never even heard of a blood pressure that high. You should be dead. and Tanner goes, and he said, well, what brings you here? Well, I've got concerns about my blood pressure. I definitely want to get that checked out. And my hearing. And he goes, what? And it's like, okay, Tanner, you may be okay. You may be all right in my book. You just saved everything. Because I was going to give you a zero, and now you've worked your way up to a solid seven. Because bedside manner is everything with me. But what the doctors sorted out was they don't know what caused the hearing loss. And they're going to start throwing ultrasounds, and anytime they find a hole in my body, they're just going to fill it with something. And about once a week for the rest of my fucking life, I'll have to have probes jammed in. I am going to, like, they're talking like, we should get you a colonoscopy. You know, it's my hearing I'm here for. My hearing and my blood pressure. You're getting me a colonoscopy. I think that's going to hurt both those things. Like, the hearing may be second, you know, but I bet having a giant 30-foot tube shoved up my ass is going to raise my blood pressure quite a bit. Thank you very much.
You know what you really need to do more of, Scott? This will cure it real quick. You're having problem losses? All right, we need you to start twerking. Twerk like you've never twerked before.
Is this doing right, doctor?
Yeah, what I would be interested in knowing is how it is that, because there's got to be some way to do it, right? To get a scan of the inside of the cochlear atrium, where those hairs are. They're called mechanoreceptors. They're the things that are responsible for your, you know, making you dizzy when you spin really fast. It's also part of your hearing.
I went to they should have done that to the audiologist. I went to the audiologist.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you
do. And they actually went, well, you know, as you get older, you're going to lose your hearing. And the doctor said that to me, too. I went, overnight? I'm going to lose my hearing overnight? What?
Yeah. I'm interested in knowing, though, how you would get a scan of that. Like, what type of technology would they use?
You have to use an MRI or something. We should probably talk about Transformers instead of my fucked up ears. Boobin' over here. Yeah. Wolf1701 says, praise Tanner. All praise Tanner. Duanis Perez says, don't mind Wolf. He's just in the beginning stages of a midlife crisis. Duanus also says, doesn't feel that bad having a tube go up your ass. Well, you know what, Duanus, I haven't had as much practice as you. I'm sorry.
Inserting the tube or taking the tube? Yeah, you gotta be very clear. Yeah. Which one?
I mean, I'll insert the tube up somebody else's ass. I've done it several times. But I'm not, I'm not a bottom. I'm a power top.
Notice the arm. These are for restraining.
Yeah. Belucius says, Blungster! Belucius, you glorious so-and-so. Wolf1701 says, just do crack. Crack and peanut butter. Up here, we just do, symbiote fentanyl. And Crossbones Koopa says, I put Stallone in the anime Berserk. My wife is here. She looks lovely. Oh, she blew me a kiss. I'm worried about our marriage now. She usually just flips me off.
Oh my God. I just realized. I just put that into my head of Stallone just yelling, Griffith!
Oh, go over to Crossbone Cooper's Facebook page. It looks great. Duana says, even cops have a G-spot. Before we start having too much fun, let me just bring the energy right the fuck down. Right down to zero. We lost somebody this week. We lost G1 comic artist Jose Delbo. And I'll tell you what, it's a thing where whenever I was a kid, I really liked the cartoon, but I loved the comic book. I absolutely loved the comic book. And I mean, that was my escape. Whenever my brother would go into one of his fucking idiotic tirades, you know, I would grab my comic books. I had about 10 or 15 of the Marvel Transformers comic books. I'd take them down into the woods, and I had like my little spots that I'd hide at in the woods until either the alcohol kicked in or wore off in my brother. Yeah. But this honestly just breaks my heart. This breaks my heart. I hope that everything goes great in the afterlife. I do believe in an afterlife, and by God, Jose, I hope that you're happy up in there, man. So rest in peace, sir. Rest in peace.
He gets to meet Carl Weathers.
Oh man, that's fantastic. How's he doing lately?
He's dead.
Like my Michael Jackson.
And Toby Keith. Just good Tylenol.
Wow. If you're so inclined, boy, I've got a website for you. Let me tell you about this. Right now, from the great flood city of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron. We've got a special offer for our loyal listeners. Have you ever wondered what your toys are doing when you're not around? Do you suspect they have a secret life of their own, full of adventures, mysteries, even maybe some paranormal activity? Well, now you can find out with Toy.Run, the ultimate social media platform for your toys. Toy.Run is a revolutionary new website that lets you connect your toys to the internet and share their thoughts, feelings, and experiences with other toys around the world. This may not be how it actually works, but just trust me on this. You have to channel them. You channel them through you. You can follow your favorite toy collectors, see what they're up to, whether it's exploring a haunted house, fighting off an alien invasion, preparing for the apocalypse by storing up on Kingdom toys from Transformers. You'll never look at your toys or your collectors the same way again. But hurry, this offer is valid only for a limited time. If you sign up now, you'll get a free trial of Toy.Run. You just enter code GMCybertron for 100% off Toy.Run. By the way, Toy.Run, it's absolutely free to join. So don't miss this opportunity to join the toy revolution. Remember, the truth is out there, and it's in your toy box. Toy.Run, the ultimate social media platform for toy collectors. Try it today.
I will. Scott?
Yeah?
Scott?
Yeah?
I have to break protocol. I've been struggling these past couple of days just because I've been doing double shifts to find something that is a good looky what I found. I have not been able to find anything. But on one of my favorite subreddits, which is the crappy off-brands, they have had just a treasure trove of shit that has just gone off the fucking deep end that I have to share with you.
Oh, you saved that, man. You saved that for Looky What I Found, man.
It just,
I will just, not. I will not. You have to see this now before
okay.
While the taste is still fresh.
Okay, okay. Hold on and here.
We were talking about the toys having secret lives. It just occurred to me that, you know, according to panpsychism, everything that physically exists and has structure has some degree of consciousness. The more complex the structure, the more advanced the consciousness.
What?
So, conceivably, your entire collection is actually a massive collection of tiny god idols.
Yeah, that sounds right. My god, yeah, just, what yeah, do they do to Sonic? Why the fuck
the
do they...
Wait! Where's his arm?
What's That's going it. On here?
Where's his arm indeed?
Yeah.
He doesn't have an arm.
I'm naming this Sanka the Hedgehog.
Sanka?
Sanka the Hedgehog.
As in, like, the synthetic coffee?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's close enough to Sonic. It's close enough. But before we get on to our first legitimate bit of news, I'm going to mute my Facebook so this podcast isn't filled with dings. Heading over to the chat, Belusha says, I've been on fucking hooks for a week wishing you for to be okay, and now my relief is covered in arse tubes. Oh! Dude, all the best relief is covered in arse tubes. Zion!
What's up?
Hey, man. Crossbones Koopa said, sent it to the, if you like the show. We'll go over to the Facebook, and there is the images that he, the Crossbones Koopa made for Stallone from Berserk. And fuck, they look great, man. Look absolutely great.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Teftef says.
Can imagine that, yeah.
Yeah. Teftef says, my toys actually do have a life of their own when I'm not around. They must be traumatized since I like to transform Transformers when I'm taking a dump. Dude, no. Teftef, you have to, every time you get a new Transformer, you have to masturbate while keeping eye contact with it. That way, it establishes dominance. Yeah. Crossbones Koopa says,
treat
man.
Treat them with respect, they outnumber you.
Yeah. Dwayne Marsh says, I just breezed past that Sonic thing. And Crossbones Koopa says, man, Sandstorm looks amazing, the new legacy figure. Let me tell you what, he is not wrong. Sandstorm looks amazing. This is leader class legacy Sandstorm. And oh, for as wrong as Generations Thrilling 30 Sandstorm was, this is so fucking right. This is so...
Yeah.
I want to point out something real quick. There's the robot mode. Fantastic robot mode. That's the helicopter mode. Where's the dune buggy parts? There's the dune buggy. Where the fuck did all the helicopter parts go? This is great.
The carrying cage is an amazing addition to the mold now, and it looks like it's a piece of what is it, like, bricked road? It's got some road to it now, some texture. I'm just really impressed by this helicopter upgrade they've given it, because he's swinging that motherfucker like it's Skull Island.
It beats the fuck out of those Hulk hands that Legacy Blitzwing had.
That's cool.
What exactly is this
cage thing? What is it reference?
Not a damn thing. Just sometimes helicopters have cages. That's it.
Oh, well, okay. I think I know. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, okay. He's supposed to vaguely resemble some kind of like a Sea King helicopter, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So those were used for rescue operations, so I guess that could be like a stretcher.
I always thought there used to be this show called Riptide, and the helicopter on there was called the Screaming Mimi Riptide. And I always thought that Sandstorm looked a little bit like the Screaming Mimi. So there's the Screaming Mimi.
I'm pretty sure that's the Sea King.
Does this updated version not have the motor on the back of the head anymore?
It's a Russian model.
Yeah, it's a Sikorsky. Sikorsky. I don't think he does, but I've seen a lot of people complaining that his face isn't cartoon accurate. His face is
it's toy accurate.
It's toy accurate.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck your cartoon accuracy.
I'm fine with this. I happen to like more detail on things.
Fuck your cartoon accuracy right in the ear. And let me tell you what.
If you want
the toy.
Accurate stuff, there's plenty of options for that.
You have the fucking toy. The toy is the character. The toy is what's accurate. The cartoon was not accurate. They couldn't even get Shockwave's collars right all the fucking time. And he's one collar. He's purple. He's purple with a little dot of yellow. And all of a sudden they're throwing like fucking lime green and red and blue and purple and orange. They fucked up Shockwave's collar.
He was never the same shade of purple either. Like sometimes he was Kool-Aid purple and sometimes he was lavender.
Right.
Sometimes he was naked.
And then sometimes he was lilac, like the masterpiece.
Like, it's pretty bad whenever me, as a kid, colorblind dumbass Scott, sitting down in front of the TV going like, they collared him wrong. He's not the right collar. And meanwhile, I'm trying to fucking, I'm collaring apples with a brown crayon. You know?
It actually allows me to justify having both Masterpiece, Shockwave, and Fans Toys Quakewave at the same time, because one is that weird lilac color, and the other one is that dark Kool-Aid purple.
Man. No, I like this. This looks, here's the thing, this looks like a robot. I miss the fucking toy accurate heads. I miss like Gears, having that just, that battle mask in front of him. Okay, yes. Who lost their voice to cancer?
I heard some kind of electrical current.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I thought Scott was sending out his brainwave potties again.
I thought I was going deafer for a second. Oh no, what's this?
I nudge the fucking cord and I hear. I go. Oh.
So that's exactly what that was. That was current arcing across something that wasn't quite secure, but.
Bumblebee, I think getting rid of Bumblebee's toy faces was like one of the biggest fucking crimes of the Marvel thing. It's fuck, and getting this back, he doesn't look like the cartoon. That weird kind of Mongolian face they gave Sandstorm. Yeah, no,
yeah,
this,
that was a bit weird.
The Mongolian face. He kind of looked freaking weird. Transformers, Sandstorm, cartoon. Here we go. Open image in new tab.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you see it? It's like there's some like Asian Genghis Khan
vaguely...
going on there.
To me, he vaguely sounds like his actual name is the knockoff, the Chinese knockoff, whatever that's called, is his real name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know it's going to be some very long, impossible-to-say name.
Yeah. And you know what? I think we need to start making our toys bigger, because obviously no one was able to fit this up their ass to get it out. Hasbro was actually the ones that leaked this. It's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Leader class? Are you fucking kidding me? This, I mean, he... Sandstorm absolutely fucking deserves the leader class treatment. He was one of the best G1 triple changers ever.
Yeah.
And I remember specifically, I never knew who this dude was until Thu introduced me to him. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. This dude is the best. And the one thing I really did miss...
A lot of the figures that didn't get all that much characterization, or maybe sometimes none at all, a lot of those were really good.
Yeah, I really, really want a new version of Octane that's not the universe version.
Yeah.
That one was horrendous.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do kind of like the Titans Returns version. The Titans Returns version is okay.
I thought it was all right.
It was okay. But I thought that about Blitzwing, too. I like the Titans Returns Blitzwing.
I think that was probably the first time that a Blitzwing figure was really effective in all of its modes.
Right. Right, whenever the Thrilling 30 Blitzwing came out, I was like, I see what you're doing, but this just feels too much like the animated Blitzwing.
Well, it was a little bit the problem with that thing too. It was that it wasn't exactly very solid in any of its modes. Like when it was trying to be a tank, like all the parts are in the right spots, but they're kind of just floating. They're not really connected to anything.
Well, what was the what line was it that did Blitzwing before the recent release that made him a Voyager?
The Titans Returns. So okay, you have the Blitzwing that had the triple changing face gimmick that they also used for Double Dealer. That was Thrilling 30, I believe. And then you had the one that with the Titan Master, that was Titans Returns, where they turned him into a Headmaster. And then we had Legacy Evolution Blitzwing. I know this because I actually just bought him today. I bought Blitzwing today. Well, here's the thing. I looked at him and went, I'll wait until he's the price of a Voyager. And today I happened to see him on eBay for the price of a Voyager. And I went, okay.
Good.
Okay. I plunked down my $30. It's like, okay. Yeah, this was a figure that I said I could wait for. I've waited for it, and I'm getting it. And,
well, Double Dealer, I'm just now getting horrible flashbacks to Blitzwing being recolored blue for Double Dealer, and they put the little shark face on the nose cone for him.
That's the Thrilling 31.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
I have that one.
I was like, I love Double Dealer as a character. I love Double Dealer as like some weird, funky vulture missile launcher. I guess Blitzwing's a good enough mold if you squint hard enough.
Yeah.
But man, I really, now that you're mentioning it, I really want Double Dealer.
The Blitzwing one or the Power of the Primes Double Dealer?
Just the new Double Dealer that's both accurate molds, like truck. No, they did do that though. They did do the truck mode, the bird mode Siege. Justice. I think that was a hard one to do.
I'll tell you what, the double dealer from Power of the Primes, I think is fantastic. You even got the knock and scar to go with it. If you got the little set from Generation
Earthrise,
yeah.
Oh, what, that was
it's Earthrise. It's
Yeah.
My apologies.
He's actually that's he's got like a lot of people complain about some things about it, but I think all in all, it's still a really good figure. It's just a little bit flawed, but I like it.
It is flawed, and then like the one of the complaints that Walter had, which I totally agree with, is you absolutely need his partners, right? His power masters, but you can't get them unless you buy a separate set, which is completely bogus. They should just be included, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, like the flaws were the only detraction, and like the bird mode was almost there in my opinion. Like it was
it's close.
Bird mode. It was just not quite there.
Are you aware that this is really cool about that figure? Okay, you probably already know that he has a place to plug the cassette into.
Right? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware that there's a part of his belly that comes out and plugs into the cassette to form an actual Power Master block?
Not only am I aware of it, it is the Power Master block for Scar. So, not only am I aware that that is there, but if we go here, we're going to go into the Good Morning Cybertron shop. What? We have several shops. We have several shops. This is our shop, Doll Surprise Toys, where you can, everything's free. Everything's free over here. If you want a 3D printable Wrecker's Hammer with the base, with a very accurate base to what they had in the cardboard, right there it is. Marvel Transformers Sky Spy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that. But if you take a look here, you can also 3D print out. So it was Nock. It was Nock's Power Master engine. But over here, you can print out Scar's Power Master engine as well.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And one of my first things, I took the measurements and I remade it. It plugs into Double Dealer's belly just fine.
Cool.
It plugs into the back of the cassettes. Works like a charm. Works like a fucking
charm.
I'm
just glad that they included that in any capacity with the figure.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely ignorable, and if you didn't look or check anywhere, you may not even notice.
Yeah. So. Going over here to the chat real quick, Wolf1701 says, dumb formers, more than meets the porcelain. Dwayne Marsh says, my Transformers yell, he made me watch. Wolf1701 says, bring Hawkins for us all. Belucius, I've been waiting a very long time, and I'm having that sandstorm. Also, the roll cage, oh, it's the roll cage for the animation model. Belucius also says, the toy heads were mostly better than the famously cheap cartoon. Agreed. Wolf1701, yeah. I also feel they will have a Gen Selects or Studio Series 86 with show face. Relax, humans. Belucius couldn't even get Rumble and Frenzy the right way around. Well, we'll just agree to disagree. Wolf1701 said, oh, let me get finished here with these.
Yeah.
Wolf1701 says, this is an electrifying program. Belucius says, Bumblebee face agreement. Wolf1701 says, how about Octane and Broadside now, please? Please. Crossbones Koopa, I like toy accurate over cartoon accurate. Tef Tef, good seeing you, buddy. Seeing that sandstorm looking so good makes me want to see what the other Hasbro Masterpiece Triple Changers look like. That sandstorm looks perfect. Crossbones Koopa, sandstorm has my vote for best Triple Changer, beating Aspartame and Blitzwing. Dwayne Marsh, my double dealer, has printed knee adjustments for his partners. I got the Dr. Wu Flight Drone and Rover. Awesome. Thomas, I'm very sorry. Just if I start reading the comments and I get interrupted, I lose them so easily. So I just try to get through them. Please.
Oh no, I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
Oh yeah,
I wasn't trying.
Please,
to.
My apologies, buddy. You go right ahead with your thought.
I just realized you're saying that you really you're much more into the G1 toy head sculpts, and I think I am too, in a lot of ways. I would say most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But have you noticed that this is something I just realized? There's kind of an inversion of that when season 3 comes along, because when season 3 comes along, you start getting a lot of these figures that were designed by, you know, Hasbro, like Retgar and Blur and Cup. And I think that their designs on screen are infinitely better than their scary, garish, nightmare ghoul faces that are on the toys.
There is kind of that weird, there is that weird flip around. I mean, you take a look at Cyclonus, for example. Cyclonus' head in the cartoon is a good head. The other one looks like a fuck. The toy Cyclonus looks like a goddamn demented Easter bunny. It's
and
you can eat with that thing.
Well, what about the weird weird look on like Blur, or the thousand yard mummified stare of Cup?
I kind
of
like Cup's face, to be honest. I don't like his head,
like,
because he's only got half a head. He's just got the front half. You know,
but I mean, like his toy face, it looks like he was locked in a sarcophagus and for like 7,000 years and was awake the entire time.
That feels like my life. I'm not gonna lie, that feels not like my life, man. Kyle, you were saying,
Hey Hasbro, can you make the other Wreckers?
Hey, dude,
I kind of need the rest of them.
Yeah.
If Hasbro's listening, and I know they're not, because I'm fairly certain they don't even allow the employees to listen to the show on their off time. No. If we get to search your computer history, and if we see any bullshit from Scott Mort, I don't fucking care if you're following him on fucking Instagram. If we see any bullshit, you're just fucking fired. That's how Aaron Archer lost his job.
Hey, wait a second.
Good morning, Cybertron. No. Tagline. Hey, we got Aaron Archer fired.
Wait a second here. Doesn't smoke, like, okay, doesn't Sandstorm's legs, like, don't they vaguely resemble,
nothing?
The Roadbuster figure's legs that we got a while, like, years and years ago. Remember?
I don't think we're going to get a Roadbuster out of this.
I don't.
No, but do you remember the one that came with all of those guns?
Oh yeah,
I think it was in the Thrilling 30s line. I think
it was
around that. Yeah, but it had that.
Yeah,
that poor Xavier talk.
Sorry. I vaguely know what you're talking about because it was a repurposed mold, but man, the legs on this thing are terrible again. They got these, like, floodlights with a flap on the back of them. Look, it's just, what the fuck are these?
Yeah, Duanas Perez over in the chat, she goes, I'm a little worried about the sandstorm
these
ankle
are shitty
joints.
Stock
photos. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? That is something, too. Kyle put it best. I'm going to give two caveats here. Kyle put it best. These are shitty stock photos. Number two, this is a triple changer. There's going to be some sort of sacrifice here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really missing that back of the head is also the engine block gimmick, because that was really something.
That was.
I'm still okay with this.
No, it's still a fucking amazing thing that it's even leader class. Because it's like, if you tried to do a Voyager class, it's like, all right, you're gonna fuck up somewhere because you have to cut corners all the time just for the scale of the toy you're aiming for. Not so much with leader class, and goddamn, dude, look at what they even got the over-the-head propeller right. That is amazing.
Yeah.
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 That is pretty good.
I'll tell you what I could see this being repainted into. Energon Cliff Jumper.
Maybe.
Cliff Jumper.
The Doom Buggy mode definitely does it.
Wasn't there an Energon Cliff Jumper that was the Doom Buggy?
Yeah.
From the Energon line?
Yeah.
Yes.
There he is.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That car mode is definitely very similar. Yeah.
The Hot Rod one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go.
Not Hot Rod, but yeah. The beachcomber looking. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that now. God, that was an expensive toy too.
That
like,
thing was huge too.
That thing was expensive, like $80 aftermarket on eBay back in the day.
I've got it, and it's like it's enormous. Like,
yeah,
that's
I think
when they didn't have to fuck around with plastic budget. They were like, make it as big as you want.
I think I've got this one too, and I mean he's leader class size.
Yep, and then he combines with another figure of the same size to become this absolutely massive thing.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. Crossbones Koopa says, why I love my Buzzworthy Gold Bug. He almost looks toy accurate, G1 Bumblebee. Xavier, please tell me we will get a good Sea Spray in Legacy. You heard him, man, Xavier. Go ahead. Tell him in your sexiest voice.
Sea Spray in Legacy? Fuck yeah. Oh my god, when's the last time we had Sea Spray?
Didn't we get a core class of him or something? Titans Return.
2016, right? That was the one that had the pizza box launcher gimmick.
The weaponized pizza box, that's right.
2016, I believe.
Doctor said pizza's gonna kill me one way or another, so
right.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be some robot going cowabunga at me.
Get ready for this sound. That's the sound of a slice of pizza going through your heart at just under the speed of sound. It's
cesium salami finally killed me.
Oh my god. Well, you know what we should do? Let's go over to here to HasLab. We are at for Omega Prime, which I funded this week, by the way, we are currently at 8,286 backers. We're almost there, and we've got 36 days left.
Man.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to this motherfucker. Looking forward to this motherfucker.
Kyle, there's no doubt we're getting this. This bad boy's getting funded.
No, I mean, like, for me to get the money to get one.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do, Kyle. You ready for this? Do you have a bank?
Not really.
Okay.
Do you have a big audience for Grindr?
Yeah.
Fortunately, you're a member of a species that has redundant organs.
Yes! Good news! You've got two of those kidneys. And Scott needs one. Anyway.
Not to mention, you have two working ears. Scott needs both.
Yes. This is... This is home right here. These generation comic book Shockwaves and Grimlocks. The most awesome, the most awesome accessory in the world. Now you may say, Scott, what is the most awesome accessory in the world?
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Now, are you talking about all the extra swords that Grimlock comes with?
Maybe I expected that.
Yeah. But, is it maybe the severed head of Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
From I think...
looks like spinal column.
Oh my god, yes. This was part of the Marvel Comics. This was part of the Marvel Comics. Comics. Yeah. Happened was, Shockwave took...
issue 5.
I think so. 5 or 6.
Relive your favorite moments when Shockwave wouldn't let Optimus Prime die.
Yeah. Shockwave, he transfers the Matrix of Creation to Buster Witwicky.
Yes.
And Shockwave takes Optimus Prime's head and uses his knowledge to build Jetfire.
Yep.
They were grim. And I fucking love the comics.
Yep,
and
that character...
I had no idea that this was the inspiration for Kane from RoboCop 2.
It absolutely was.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool because like they were entertaining the idea that like a human being was basically given superpowers because of the Transformers. Like, and he could literally create Cybertronian life with his mind.
Do
you remember that?
Oh my god, yes. The fucking Transformers comics were genius. So in the comics, the only Transformer that could create life was Optimus Prime. He was, and every time the Decepticons wanted somebody, they had to kind of surreptitiously steal that or recruit. So like whenever Optimus Prime gave life to the Protectobots, he had a Cerebro shell from Bombshell in him that allowed them to transmit the same codes over to the Stunticons to give them life. And it was this glorious, what the hell, batshit insanity. And then, you know, the movie comes around and now the Matrix, instead of it being like a program with inside Optimus, it's now a physical object. Well, Optimus died Optimus died in the comics, and then they go, in the comics they went, wait, you mean the Matrix, the creation Matrix is a physical object? Well, shit, we launched Optimus's body into space. We need to go find that. So out of a blunder in the comics, or a blunder in the cartoon, if you want to call it that way, they got like 16 issues called the Matrix Quest.
Yep.
It was great. It probably
I actually kind of like the idea that it was actually just a program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-replicating virus.
Mm-hmm.
Truly a life. Truly what life is.
Yeah. Are you part of the Matrix?
Also, talk about an awesome display piece.
Isn't it? What's that, Kyle?
They are determined to just not put out Studio 86 Grimlock again the right way, so I can just have a Grimlock that I'll need for all my Dinobots. I like this one because he has blue, and now Swoop has someone to share blue with. He also looks fucking good. He comes with a sword with a little chip in it. I need to cancel that 3-pack of Megatron, Shockwave, and Soundwave from overseas. Because they're already putting out Shockwave and Soundwave. I just need Megatron, and they're going to make him. They're probably going to make that Soundwave you want, too.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to say. I mean... Purple Soundwave from the Marvel Comics. This is the line that's begging for it.
Yes.
This line is absolutely begging for Purple Soundwave.
Yes, and you know what would be even cooler?
Give him a little lips.
Not, if, if,
They not only should they make him purple, but they should also have little dot matrix tampographs on him to make him look like he's printed on the page. Because they actually did that on some of the Masterpiece Beast Wars figures.
I know. Oh, man, my dick is getting howled.
I think it would look cool on
I that. Love that this design is replicating to the best of their ability the comic panels. What was that release about 5 years ago during the pandemic that did that too? They did a few of that, like, comic accurate color scheme for a couple of the toys.
Wasn't that some of the Netflix stuff that they did cel shading? Like, there was a cel shaded Optimus? Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. I've got that. That's actually the main seat. That's actually the main Megatron that's actually on my Decepticon shelf. Mm-hmm. For, yeah, is that animation cell that cell animated Megatron? Yeah.
Kyle, you were saying.
It's not to the extent that these are, but what is it like the Wreckers, the multi packs that they put out? The Impactor is really close.
Yeah.
Straight up comic book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
How shocked Optimus' face is on that fucking right there.
Oh, no, wait. Yep.
Good God.
Okay, spoilers here, but I'm going to spoil something for Kyle because Kyle's not read the comic. So the Autobots end up stealing Optimus Prime's body back, right?
Yep.
And they go, okay. Okay, we're going to take care of business now. And it's a thing where they get Optimus Prime's head back. But, oh, Sneaky Pete, the Shockwave created a false Optimus Prime head. And it's now he's remote controlling the body. And Optimus Prime is just slaughtering Autobots left and right. Finally, Jetfire appears, tosses down the real Optimus Prime's severed head. He takes control of his body through remote control, and through sheer force of will, he fights through the pain of ripping his own head off, throwing it into a swamp, and slamming his real head back on. And then they fight Devastator. Like, if I had to decapitate myself and reattach my real head, I'm taking the week off work. I can't function like that. But this
dude they went hard in those comic books.
This dude immediately starts fighting Devastator.
There's a part in the UK comics where Grimlock is fighting he's Ramboing the Decepticons. He hides underneath a pile of dead bodies and waits until somebody gets close. I think it might have been Octopunch, and he rammed his fist through his Pretender shell.
Oh. They did not fuck around in Marvel Con. I am so.
I think the head's gonna be
Huh?
You think the head's gonna be compatible with the Earthrise?
That's a good question.
What happened?
No, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know where you're going with that. That's a good.
I wonder if this head's gonna be compatible with Earthrise.
Yeah. With just a long ass ponytail on the back.
It's my mullet. Shut up.
Kind of looks like it just tabs in and you can pull it out.
Why does that platform from behind with the blue and the yellow remind me of the Pokemon Yellow Edition Game Boy?
Because you're weird like that.
Going over to the chat. Wolf 1701 says bank accounts are a scam by the shadow government. That's true. They take half the interest and feed it directly back into the bees in the center of the earth. I've come over to your ways, Dewanus. Crossbones Koopa says Sea Spray and Sandstorm can be your coaster patrol. Teftest says Shockwave still transforms into that submarine thing. Lol. Optimus Prime, mother of all Transformers. Wolf 1701 says, also, these comic figures would have been cool 10 or 15 years ago. Now it's repeats with stuff we can get out of a 3D printer. I was actually kind of thinking that. If somebody, Funbee Studios, maybe Metacreate. If somebody makes this Optimus Prime head that I can 3D print, I'm probably going to go that way. Crossbones Koopa says, hell yeah, need those comic book accurate Shockwave and Grimlock. Does the head of Optimus bring your Transformers figures to life on the shelf? God, I hope not. Mike's World says, 50 minutes late on my end, but I have made it, and on my birthday, no less. Happy birthday, dude. We're birthday buddies. You and I are exactly 1 week away from each other. My birthday is the 1st of February. So happy birthday to you. Crossbones,
happy birthday.
Crossbones Koopa says, happy birthday. Giga Twin says, Marvel UK Prime was metal as hell. Crossbones Koopa asks, whatever became of the head in the swamp? Did it become Nemesis Prime and grow a body? They never went into that. They're just kind of
swamp
gone.
Origins.
Mm-hmm. Mike's World.
What if it crushed Shock? What if it crushed Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
And it just looked, yeah.
Swamp Thing would just grow another body. He's nigh unstoppable. Mike's World says, anyone else remember the time Starscream ate a magical microchip and completely genocided the entire original 86 toy line? The Underbase Saga. Also, thank you, Crossbones. Giga Twin says, Grimlock was hiding in a mud pool, and he forced the other Autobots to hide in the mud as well. Then he put his fist through that bipedal wolf pretender who was with Octopunch and a few others. Mike's World says, thanks, Blung, for the shout-out. Weirdly enough, my dad's birthday is one day before me, and my mom is one day after me. I kind of have the same thing. My uncle's birthday is February 5th. My mother's birthday was February 11th, and my brother's birthday was February 25th. So, yeah, everybody was kind of born in February. Also, the whole February thing. I have a dream that I'm going to make an AI band, and I'm just going to name it after weird signs I see on the church. So my band, I'm going to call it Spaghetti Drive-By, which I fucking love that name. Duanis Perez says Wolf's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Wolf.
Oh, happy birthday, Wolf.
So
did you get some birthday loving?
Oh, honey, go get the pipe. It's...
sounding.
Giga Twin says, we got you beat. Our household has three birthdays all in one day. Dwayne Marsh says, Fangry is a headmaster. Wolf 1701 says, my birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday. Belusha says, mine was the 3rd. So my mom and my friend's son, so is my mom's and my friend's son and his son. February is just popular, which to me means May is there for fucking. Yeah.
Scott's done the math. He knew that month way too.
No,
he had that on hand.
I actually know the story. I was a 10-month baby, believe it or not. I was a month late. Yeah.
Happy 10-month anniversary then.
Yeah. But Spaghetti Drive-By is the name of my band. And my first album is going to be called No Bingo in February. I don't know why that makes me laugh. It just seems like a good title, man. Mike's
yeah,
World.
What's the genre of music you play?
I'm going to do Vaporwave.
Oh, ass name.
Yeah. No Bingo in February.
No Bingo in February.
Pre-order now.
Yeah. Gob sale this Monday. The Transformers 40th anniversary celebration begins. Boy, I hope that everybody here cannot fucking wait to be just inundated with Transformers on everything. It's going to be like Spaceballs. It's just Spaceballs the flamethrower. The kids are wild for it.
Transformers the coloring book.
Yes. What do we have coming up? So we have, of course, HasLab 2001 Omega Prime. There are going to be over 40 distinct Hasbro Transformers anniversary figures over this year. So we, that Grimlock and Shockwave we just seen. Boom. That's part of it. Hasbro Pulse will kick off the 40th anniversary with Hasbro Pulse fan stream on weekly fan focus content. So it's going to be fucking a Transformer a week at least. Fuck your wallet.
When is this going to start?
Soon.
It's already started.
Yeah.
Everything will have Transformers branding.
We are fucked. It's 2024, the year we lost all the money. Music.
You You want to make bad financial decisions with Transformers? Eh, skip the figure. Transformers, the subprime financial loan.
Fans can jam out with the Transformers 40th anniversary vinyl album. J-Lab is going to do headphones. Transformers-themed headphones. Coming to your Ollies 2026. In fashion, a new line of t-shirts. There is going to be a collection coming from RSVLTS, which I'm sure has a different way of saying it. RoboSend will be kicking off some more stuff. We all know it's Megatron.
Actually, hold on. I do believe they did put up a new video, which will be my looky what I found.
Oh. Ooh.
Good.
Jada Toys. I've actually seen images of this. They're going to do the Optimus Prime with Ghostbusters Ecto-1 graphics. Not to be outdone, they're also releasing the Ecto-1 in Optimus Prime colors. Super 7 will be releasing new characters. Funko will be releasing Transformers characters. Figpin will be releasing Transformers characters. They're going to have money with Transformers on it from the New Zealand Mint. There's going to be MDLX figures, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron. Skybound Entertainment will be doing a ton of new comic books. Dynamite Entertainment will be doing new stuff. There is going to be Monroe Tires. They're going to offer the Transformers-themed auto service package now through March 31st. I just can't wait to go to my local Monroe Tires and tell me, give me the Transformers thing on my 2007 Hyundai Sonata. That's going to be fantastic.
Transformers the lug nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers the spark plugs.
Transformers
the oil filter.
We are going to get season 2 of Earthspark. We're going to get Transformers 1, the theatrical movie. I'm going to end it with this. There is going to be a Transformers-themed episode of The Masked Singer on Fox.
Oh, my God.
When I'm not watching the whole fucking season, just the Transformers episode. You better just tell me which one. That show began and ended with the fucking snail.
You know, here's the thing.
For those who don't know, spoilers. Okay. The Masked Singer. This fucking snail opens up, and Kermit the Frog comes out.
Damn.
And we treat him like a real person.
Just wait till you see the Masked Singer whenever they do a duet with You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It by Ice-T and Lil' Kim, and it turns out to be Peter Welker and Peter Cullen and Frank Welker singing to each other. But oddly enough, I'm calling it now, Peter Cullen will be in the Megatron costume and Frank Welker will be in the Optimus Prime costume. Like some sort of weird fucking shattered glass.
Oh.
Shattered Glass the musical.
People treat Kermit the Frog like a real person because he usually thinks exactly what you're thinking about almost everything.
Including pigs?
No, not pigs. That's like the one thing.
Oh, man. Going over to the chat, and then we'll talk more about this 40th here. I Slip Coco Lisa says, Oro compadres! You can't fool me, you Puerto Rican. I know you don't speak Spanish. Mike's World says, I'm intrigued by how many Transformers fans have turned to writing rock music as the time went on. Stan Bush would have been proud. Belushi says, it's weird because being the shortest month, you might think February would be the least likely month in which to be born. Yeah, that's odd, man. We're lousy with February births here. Wolf 1701 says, go watch Spaceballs. When he does Spaceballs, the coloring book, pause and get real close. Close, closer. It's the G1 coloring book. Not only that, Wolf 1701, whenever he does Spaceballs, the lunchbox, pause and get real, real close. It's a Transformers lunchbox. Crossbones Koopa says, hey, yo, Peter.
I thought it was G.I. Joe at first.
Nope, it's the lunchbox that has the artwork from the back.
It's
Metroplex. Right, Metroplex, the back of the toy. Duanas Perez has told you guys before, the only way to know if the toy releases will be good are the size of Shockwave's chest. The titty barometer cannot be fooled. That's all there is to it. Mike's World, I personally have no connection to RID 2001, but I'm happy to see devs recognizing all sides of the Phantom and giving people who grew up with that version of Prime just what they wanted. I will also say, to add to your comment, Mike, it's nice to see a lot of people saying this was going to be a failure, and seeing it kind of lining up to be one of the biggest successes, that, hey, you know what, Transformers is a little bit more than just G1 and victory and what have you. Tef Tef says, I'll throw all my money away. Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
It's almost like this toy line has been called Generations.
Yeah, yeah.
Since day one.
That's weird. Tef Tef says,
like, it's only been G1 for 5 years.
Tef Tef says, I'll throw all my money away when they make an RC Love Doll review upcoming on my channel. There is a company that's starting to do video game themed love dolls, so the chance is not zero. Tifa
Lockhart's going to clean up for them.
Oh, that's the first fucking thing they made. It was the Tifa Lockhart. Yeah, the Tifa love doll. Yeah. Giga Twin says, all right, Koopa. Wolf, Perez, and Mike, we need to build real Transformers and have them combined. It might be at least $20. Wolf 1701, most of this shit I don't even care about. I'm going to go shove a pipe up my ass. Find me when it's over. Dwasper says, don't disrespect Kermit. The furries will go to war.
I thought they were Steelies for Kermit.
I fucking lost my place again. Coco Lisa says, Ola Crossbones. Crossbones Koopa says, Peter, what do you think of Legacy Stanward? Damn, he looks good. Giga Twin, we said that. I Slip Coco Liso says, I'm hoping I have enough money to get him. I believe that's supposed to be. Crossbones Koopa says, Kermit's not a furry. He's scaly. I always thought it was Kermit kind of slimy. All the frogs I've ever touched haven't really been scaly. They've been slimy. Dwayne Marsh says, isn't there a video where Frank and Peter imitate each other? I believe there is. Crossbones, Duanas Perez says, Crossbones, you underestimate the amount of Rule 34 Kermit furries commission. Don't know why, but furries have a scaly fetish. Mike's World says, it really does seem like Transformers is the pioneer of HasLab. I've yet to see one of their projects not meet the deadline. And Belusia says, I've worked out the February thing. I can't wait to hear this. Mike's World, I've had a theory that the reason, like, G.I. Joe and Transformers does well is because they can price stuff lower because they don't have to share the money with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of the 40th stuff?
I am a little confused why Ghostbusters is suddenly in the mix with the Real Ride stuff. Is it just because it was planned to come out and it just so happened to fall on the 40th anniversary, or
I think that's exactly it. I think it was planned and it just so happened. And you know what? We don't know. Well, we don't have the sales.
Also, a Ghostbusters movie coming out this year.
The Frozen Empire, which looks pretty good.
Yeah.
We don't know.
But it
how...
has nothing to do with the 40th anniversary.
We don't know how well that Ecto One Transformer did. The Ectomus Prime. What the fuck was its name?
Ectotron.
Ectotron. We don't know how well Ectotron did, but he must have done pretty well. Yeah, because they fucking released him twice.
They did store retail. They did your HasLab, or not HasLab. They did your Pulse. They did a San Diego Comic-Con version of Optimus that did really,
that's
really well.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because he came with a proton pack, and people lost their shit, including me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, at least three versions, and I know they all sold incredibly well. And the movie synergy might just be real enough for the, like, hell, it's part of the 40th anniversary brand. I'm just like, wow, okay, interesting to see this here. I would assume it would just be something they, you know, keep off to the side for their crossover line, but I guess they want to make it part of the 40th anniversary celebration. The J-Lab headbuds, that is a really terrible Photoshop. I swear,
right?
If they release looking like that, I'll buy them anyway, going, you know what? Buyer beware. You told me exactly what I was buying like a year before release, and I didn't believe you.
Like, it's all fucked up. Like, it's all, like, the Autobot symbol's all askew, but if you hold it this angle, it's perfect.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is a horrible the fucking Outlier Photoshop. Here's the
fucking tire care package.
Yeah.
Why?
Hold on. Hold on. I need to find out. Let's find
Who
out.
Who are you selling this to?
I want to find out what the Monroe Transformers things is. Monroe Transformers.
The only thing I could... The only thing I could see this being useful for or advertising to somebody...
Let's see here.
...would be if they have a Volkswagen Beetle or a Lamborghini Countach...
Yeah.
...or one of the G1 cars that's supposed to look like G1.
Christ. I think that's why they're doing it, right? There's 40 different district designs for 40 years.
And we're still doing this numbered toy bullshit, like with Thrilling 30 that didn't work. God
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
At least yeah, they got calling it like the fucking 40 or whatever.
Okay, where is my nearest? Years. Where's my nearest Monroe?
Trading cards, though. I like the look of these trading cards.
Okay, here we go. They don't tell
Fantastic
me.
Fantastic 40. Hey, the Marvel lawyers just called.
Okay, where? Find a location near you. Fantastic oh, they 40. They closed at 7. I was Aww. Going. I was going to call them up. Hey.
Hey. When's your Transformers promotion start? And they hang up on you without even answering your question.
Oh my God! There's one here in Johnstown. There's one here in Johnstown. God damn it. They close. Tell me about your train. Are you going to turn my car into a ribbit?
Hello? Hello? Listen, they hung up on me for a third time.
You do whatever you have to do to get Megan Fox's ass over here to look at my engine. <It's>...
So that way I can look at Megan Fox's ass.
Me and her? I'm going to come over and I'll slap her in her skinny ass. And we're going to do that symbiote fucking fentanyl chill pill wrapped in a goddamn chicken nugget. We're going to fucking have ourselves a grand old time. And maybe if we're lucky, we won't overdose.
And Shia LaBeouf will marry us because he entered the convent.
God damn. You get up here, I want to sniff that monkey, Michaela. Get up here, I'm calling you Michaela. He said, could you put that monkey in my face? I don't sniff it. You
Careful,
go be-
Scott. She was expendable spore. She knew how to fight.
You don't be ashamed. I like me some pastrami mud flaps. It's all right.
Why is every single aspect of the Bay movies just complete abject chaos in every aspect? Toy designs, chaos.
Because Michael
Movie designs,
Bay
chaos. Actors,
doing.
Chaos.
Have you ever seen
Script,
that man
chaos.
Not read from the teleprompter?
Okay. Here's what happened. They gave Transformers to Michael Bay when G.I. Joe is right there.
Michael Bay is the fifth Chaos
already
God.
Fucked up.
He is Nyx.
My God. And then they actually got McFarlane into everything. We've got these page punchers. Which are like little tiny figures that come in a 2-pack of comics.
Oh, it's McFarlane Toys, not Todd McFarlane. Yeah, it's just his toy company.
Okay, but I mean that's
it's
cool.
Still Todd McFarlane. There's not a.
It's cool and everything. Hey, whatever well, gets what, this is going to be some kid's favorite toy. You know?
Yeah, this is the thing they've been doing with DC Comics and Marvel Comics. They get the issues reprinted, and they put these little, like, basically pretenders on top of the covers that you see. So it's like, this is what the character looks like. Here's a little 1-inch representation of him sculpted to look as best as possible. So that's it. It's literally, they're decoys. They're very nice decoys.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple notes. Marvel does not do this because Todd left Marvel and all those cocksuckers are still there. And they hate him. So also, these are IDW 1.0 books. So I think we might be getting some omnibuses in the near future.
Yeah.
All the IDW 1.0 stuff if you don't have it. Like, that's our first official, like, Hasbro-sanctioned toy of that Megatron.
But it's not anything that's, like, breaking the bank. It's just literally one-inch little representations of the characters. That's all this is. It's literally micro-scale, like, figs if you're going to put them on a game board or something.
I thought these were 3 inches.
They're tiny. If you go to the toy section and you look at, like, the DC Comics toys, you'll probably find some of these page punchers on there, and you'll see how big they really are.
Okay, actually, it says here, includes 2 pocket-sized 3-inch scale figures based on Transformers.
So these are bigger.
These are bigger. These are bigger. They're, I mean, like, they'll still, like, your Star Wars toys from the 70s will still tower over them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. God, I gotta get caught up on the chat here. Let's see here. How far back do we have to fucking go? Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. Mike's World says, didn't even think about the Disney factor. Makes total sense. Since both brands are in-house, there's no need to outsource the money. Giga Twin says, it's almost 1,000 up from when I looked at first break today. Talking about the HasLab Omega Prime. iSlip Coco Liso says, I have the Afterlife Ectotron. Crossbones Koopa says, reissue MP10 and Ecto-1 collars for mass retail. Belusha says, given the 9-month gestation period, that puts conception somewhere in May when spring fever is rampant. Everyone's frisky. It's just that 9 months after peak mating season. Fucking gross. Mike's World says, wouldn't mind getting another Ectotron re-release. Missed it both times and was especially intrigued by the market variant of the Afterlife version. Belusha says, I got the second Ectotron. It's gorgeous. Mike's World, buyer beware. You're in for a scare. Tef, I think the 40th stuff is kind of boring. I want crazy chick, like a Soundwave colored toaster that Pop-Tarts with laser beak pattern grilled in the bread. Crossbones Koopa, I got my MP01 at Walmart back in the day. Isop Cocoliso says, Ghostbusters and Transformers share 40th anniversary, so I'm guessing that's the reason for the new crossover stuff. Mike's World says, Monroe Transformers sounds like a euphemism in my degenerate mind. Isop Cocoliso says, sorry, typing in the dark, lol. Crossbones Coop says, I wish they would reissue both Ectotrons and Gigawatt for us poor saps that never got them in the first run. Gigatwin says, I remember when Walmart stocked MPs and even super large toys like Armada Unicron. Hell, I'm even old enough to remember when they stocked Gundam model kits for both Wing and the greatest G Gundam.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mike's World
G
said,
Gundam was a fucking fever dream. They wrapped a horse in bondage rubber.
Sexy.
They did.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Mike's World said, almost dressed as a cardboard transformer 1 year for Halloween, but had to end up scrapping the whole thing when the helmet hole was too small and was actively strangling me. Wolf1701 says, this show, chaos. We fucking love it that way, baby. Giga Twin says, Michael Bay is not Matt Ward. That guy is the fifth chaos god. Mike's World says, it is well known Michael Bay would take a G1 transformer, stick plastic explosive to it, light her up, take the scattered plastic shards and Picasso them together to make his character designs. Koopa says, Michael Bay Transformers made me feel dirty and saying it is okay to be a 28-year-old guy dating a 16-year-old girl as long as you have a card. Giga Twin says, Mr. Bay can be the seventh chaos god right underneath the great horned rat. Speaking of eBay, Bay's Transformers, anyone else remember the teasers for the first movie that had the CGI G1 Transformers stomping around? I did. Yep. I remember there was one with Kickback. And there was one with Bumblebee. Yeah, I do remember that. Crossbones Koopa said, we have 40 years of Megatron being the main bad guy. Can we at least get an Autobot Megatron as a figure Hasbro? Wolf1701 says, I'll give you 3 inches. Belusha said,
you.
They made February shorter to stop us all from being born in it. No. That's not it. See, we should have 13 months. That way, each day is 28 days long. But what they did was they messed up the calendar so they could give Black History to the shortest month of the year. That's Black History Month, February. Also the coldest, just in case they want to have a parade.
Also, just to fuck with you, every 4 years, like, it somehow grows an extra day.
Yeah, yeah.
It gave, like, June to... Here's the problem. We have Black History Month, but they just gave them... We just gave them Juneteenth, which is gay month, because it's okay to hate gays and not blacks anymore. But even the hate and gay shit's going away.
Thank God.
I say, here's my compromise. The blacks can get all of June... This sounds real bad. They can get all of June and then give the gays April so it can be Gapril.
Oh! Oh, it's, I like
all the problems
that.
Are solved.
I like that.
You know, it doesn't...
All the problems are solved because why would you want any holiday in the month with the highest suicide rate?
You know, maybe it's just a cultural thing in the South where Kyle's from, but the way he says the blacks...
Like, you know, my wife is my wife is of the black.
Yeah, you just reminded me of what is it? The way that the Afrikaners say.
Okay,
that.
It's not African American lives matter. So
no, hold on, no, wait. My wife is not African American. She was born in the Bahamas. She's not African American. She's Bahamian. That's
isn't that part of the Americas?
No. It's North America. It's North America, but it is not part. The Bahamas are not part of the United States. And trust me, I spent $5,000 to find out that lesson.
But yeah, Puerto Rico is part of the U.S.
It's not part of the United States, but it's part of the Americas.
I mean,
those Canada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you Canadian American?
I suppose. You know what? We really should be part. We really should be part of America because we suck.
I mean, you're already there. We do scratch you as our hat every now and then. Going, boy, I wonder what's on Letterkenny today.
Listen, all you gotta do is give away that free healthcare, and you can come join us.
Yeah.
Well,
it sucks. It sucks that up anyway, real good. And it sucks anyway, and it's failing. So whatever.
Oh man!
Hold on, give it to us. We'll turn it into a subscription service with commercials.
Yeah. Seriously.
Fair enough.
We know that you're having a heart attack, but would you like to consider a trip to McDonald's after your emergency room visit if you survive?
I see you're out of boner pills.
Oh.
I can eat McDonald's whenever I want with one pill a day, Jardy.
YOLO Park is. YOLO Park has released images of their Rhinox. And you know what? It's like the toy Rhinox, except it doesn't transform.
When are they going to give him the chain gun?
Therefore, it looks better.
I don't like this.
Looking at it here.
Yeah, they need to have the chain gun of doom.
Yeah.
I don't care it's not in the movie. Give me the fucking chain gun of doom.
There's a lot of things that weren't in the movie. Like Rat Bat. Fucking
rat trap. Rat Bat definitely wasn't in the movie.
That's definitely not. Let's check that blood pressure, shall we?
I like that the fucking movie opened up with an exclusive Bacon character of Ape Link, yet the mainstay comic relief of Rat Trap nowhere to be fucking seen.
Yeah. I like to think he's in the movie someplace. Like that would have been that would have been a great after credits thing. Just have Rat Trap come out and you know, what the fuck I missed, Boss Monkey.
like the what's the Howard Stern movie called? That biography of his life that
Private
he did?
Private Parts.
Where they had what's his name come out at the end and go, I've been with Howard Stern 40 fucking years and I wasn't even in this fucking movie.
Yeah, Stuttering John.
So let me get this straight. This Rhinox, it looks just like the Rhinox that I already have, but it can't do as many things.
Give us $80. You
it's
are
better current. Than the Rhinox you already have.
That's
because we
like
say so.
Buying this is like paying to get punched in the stomach.
Just the stomach?
Yes. Yeah,
for $80, I would also consider a nut shot and maybe some dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like. Like, here's something inferior to what you already have. Go away.
Also, you just got robbed. We have nothing to do with the movie business.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I gotta say, does anybody give a shit about this?
No.
Okay.
No.
They had the opportunity to do something cool and give them, like, the Chain Gun of Doom. I want that as a movie representation. It should have been here instead of the Rocket Hammer. I mean, the Rocket Hammer is fine. It's fine, but it didn't do jack shit in the movie except, like, smash a few cons.
Let me tell you how I do the show notes, because there is a formula here. The show notes go, if there's any giant news, they're the first things we talk about. And then it goes this way. Giant news, then toy releases, and then if there's any rumors of toy releases and we don't have a picture of it, then we have that stuff that gets leaked, like through JT Prime, what have you. And then all but the last thing is this bullshit. Statues and Action Masters and fucking, like, anal suppository douche command bullshit. And then the very last thing, I try to make it something like, oh, that's interesting. That's strange. I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, that's the way I try to do this. So get ready for some more bullshit. This is the Takara Tomy Got a Goodies Statue KS1 Optimus Prime. And this, I don't know if they're just using the word statue, but this is actually kind of neat.
The hell is
this? This is like a little thing. You press the button on the pedestal, and Optimus Prime will transform automatically. So it's not really a toy that you can play with. It's more like a little thing. You press the button, and you're like, and it just sort of stands up, right?
So, I feel the same way about this that I do about the RoboSense stuff, and you know, it got summarized already by somebody way smarter than me.
Yeah,
and that is, I feel like this doesn't need me for anything.
Yeah. The person that plays with stuff, you're just there to press the button and feed him. That's all it is. I've actually not seen this video. I'm kind of curious.
I feel like owning that would actually make you feel worthless. I don't know.
I mean, just watching it, I already feel like shit.
Owning what?
Like, how much are we talking here? 2025 somethings. I think they mean years since Jesus died. 2025? Shit. Oh, shit. How about that? He got it. Spring of 2025, between March and May. Price is yet to be determined, but it's more than I've got. I don't know. Does anybody plan on getting... If this is like $5 or $10, I may try it. But we all know this isn't going to be $5 or $10. You can't even get a core class figure for $5 or $10.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah.
Core classes today in Canada go for what deluxes in Beast Wars went for.
Yeah. Yeah. Is anybody
basically modern Voyagers?
Is anybody interested in this?
No.
Okay.
I
now,
don't think so.
If you happened to have been in Nuremberg around about the beginning of February, if you could make your way through the ghosts of all the dead Nazis, you might have gone to the Nuremberg Toy Fair, where we got the first look at Blokies Transformers Galaxy Version Wave 2. Now, these little Blokies are like little kind of chibi-esque characters. I don't give a shit about them. What I give a shit about is that fucking diorama. Can I buy that?
Let me see.
Did we lose Xavier? I haven't heard him in a while.
I'm here. I'm just relogging. Hold on a second.
Wow. This is good radio.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, my
favorite part of... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So what going on with this?
I've never heard of Johnny Dollar, The Long Silences.
Oh, man. I love that.
Rockies, Transformers, Galaxy
They're
versions.
Like kind of just bullshit action master figures that we're probably going to see all through this fucking year, the 40-year anniversary. I'm not concerned about these. I don't give a shit about these figures. They're non-transforming, semi-articulated statues. I want that fucking diorama.
They got sort of puffy proportions like a yeah. Hero Masher.
Look at that arc smashed into the mountain. That's gorgeous.
That's the one thing that's cool.
And that, I don't think we can buy it. I think that's just part of their display.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
I guess you could 3D print one.
I mean, I could 3D print one, but that involves so much time. I have to repair my 3D printers.
Also, you have to take the arc you have now and smash it into the side of a plaster
diorama. Just use all your boxes
diorama.
And make a paper mache mount.
Dude, I have got...
Jam your Titan class into it.
I have got so many boxes out here.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need to throw...
I'm waiting.
The cat's eating out of the sink. Yeah, Alex, get down. Down. I'll come for you, Alex. You better get down. You better get down.
With your bad self.
Is there anything in this that's important? No. Completely useless. That box was horribly un-aerodynamic.
I wonder why there's a robot Grimlock and a dinosaur Grimlock, but no one else gets the same treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the rest of them can just be Matchbox cards.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, look, another Devastator.
Oh, I'm so sick. I'm so sick of this. I hate this shit.
If you wanted to do something more interesting, you could drive northeast of this place and go to Leipzig and see all of the Goths. Because that's where all the Goths are.
Belucia says, I'm going for a wander, fellas. Hope to be back, but it's gone 3 here, and I'm beginning to feel unusual. Super Bowl training, you see. Belucia, thank you for coming out. Thank you so much. Yeah, like I said, I don't really want this. I just want the diorama. That's so nice.
It's soft and squishable, but I don't see this making its way into my collection.
So are hamsters. No.
Hamsters are way more useful because you can shove those up your ass.
Yeah.
For, you know, a little giggle.
Yeah.
They are also known to spin wheels, which make them a potential power source.
Jesus Christ. Try getting that in there. Going over to the comments. Crossbones Koopa says, I am in the Northeast. Giga Twin says, I see Scott is in fact a Skaven. The demand for 13 months is the giveaway, and best and beat his house is called Red Wall 2. Bet his house is called Red Wall 2. Belusha says, I'm in the land of Wales. We don't give a fuck what color you are unless you go green or purple something. Then we decide what drink to get you next. Fun fact, Giga Twin says, a past winner of the Miss America competition was a Mexican woman, as there wasn't a stipulation for contestants being from the USA at the time. Just had to be from America. Crossbones Koopa said,
fact.
Yeah.
I got one for you. Miss Japan this year was a Ukrainian woman.
Yeah, she's Asian. Crossbones Koopa said, wow, there's a lot of yellow and gray in that photo of them all together. I'm happy with my Studio Cheetor and Deluxe Rhinox. Need a Deluxe Primal, and I'll be happy. Mike's World said, I'd be more interested in Rhinox figure if Rhinox had been an actual character in the film. Rhino mode looked great, though, especially with the grinder throat. Koopa says, wow, Transformers for lazy people. Mike's World said, Hasbro's getting so good with their detailed Studio Series figures that companies like 3A are starting to get cold feet. Duanis Perez says, I'm still upset Hasbro won't do Transformers accessory packs or playsets outside of Titans. You and me both. Crossbones Koopa, my first Studio was Bumblebee movie Dropkick Car version. Studio is good for what it is. Movie in 86 movie. Now if they did Beast Wars. Mike's World says, RoboSend figures are basically the definition of buyer's remorse. This is coming from somebody who's still waiting for 2 years for his pre-ordered licensed Rick and Morty butter robot. Crossbones Koopa said Studio Death Charge would look amazing. Giga Twin says, oh, me and my brother came up with an idea for doing modern Pretenders. Have the mini-bot be a court-class figure that combines with the weaponizer that forms the Pretender shell. That's pretty awesome. Let's check on our HasLabs. 8286 is where we were. And 8288, this entire time we've had two. I'm still not worried. Wow. Yeah.
Real time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott, how many more days?
36, I believe.
Fuck, we're not going to make it.
I think we're going to make it.
I think we're going to make it. Sell everything, fire sale. Oh, burn it all down, start over.
I can only buy four more, dude. I can only buy four more.
You better make it the best four ever, then.
Okay, I'll buy four, and then I'll buy four more. Oh, my God. I got a Facebook message here. What's going on here? Okay. Let's see here. Moving on to, looky what I found. Xavier, I know you've been itching for this. Do you have a looky what I found?
So I fucked up and I didn't save it. And I can't find it now. So it's basically the RoboSlim Grimlock was announced a while ago. And some pleb said, check out this amazing transforming dinosaur on Reddit. And the Reddit community fucking killed him. Said, you put some respect on that goddamn dinosaur's name. So it's not the video. It's the comments section that did it. And I can't find the video again. I thought I saved it, but goddamn it, it's lost in the waves of trash that is the internet now.
It's nothing more than gossamer teardrops in the sky.
Fucking poetry, dude. Blade Runner style.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Kyle, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
Not at all.
What about you, Thomas? Any looky what I found?
Yes. I found two things.
Share thy screen.
Have you ever heard of the guy on cults called Night Strike?
Name sounds familiar. I follow a lot of people on cults. It does sound familiar.
I found this.
Oh yeah, he's the dude that does all the cassettes and tiny little guys, right?
He did an Octopunch.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
I think that's pretty cool.
Indeed.
We were talking about that Energon figure, that Energon cliff jumper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look at this. Doesn't this just look perfect? That's Joyride.
Let's see here.
Oh,
hey. Cool. That's not bad.
I think those colors suit that vehicle pretty well.
God, I forgot about the shoulder wings.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
That gigantic block on his back that where the tires are attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Figure is huge.
Maybe we'll get this in Velocitron Wave 3.
Like, when you combine this guy with another figure of the same size, like Jetfire, they're, like, the same size as, like, Armada Unicron when they're combined.
He's a big boy.
Well, they really wanted to sell that transformation combination gimmick again. They were just like, you know what? That's where the money is.
I just really like the fact that in that toy line, they were just going for, like, look, everything's huge!
Oh my god, the absolute nightmare combinations, because I had Energon Inferno and I think the Bumblebee of the line combined.
Yeah.
No, Slicer. And it was just the most god-awful thing ever. Just awful.
Yeah, but it's just like, everybody talks about how bad the Energon cartoon was, and I guess it was, but it, like, you know, the toy line was just like, stop paying attention to the cartoon. Look at how massive the toys are.
Oh, I know, dude. Energon Ironhide's voice was just like grating on your ears. That's the reason Scott's losing his hearing all these years later, because he had to hear that shit.
It's Shockwave again, but with light piping everywhere.
Jesus Christ, Kyle looks like he's going through. Kyle looks like he's going through some sort of existential fucking crisis over there.
He actually, that version of Tidal Wave, he actually kind of looks like he got struck by like a Mountain Dew lightning bolt.
Well, while we got your attention, Thomas, any reinforcements from Cybertron?
No, not today.
Sorry, buddy.
I still haven't opened that Quick Strike yet.
Dude, I'd get on that. How about you, Xavier?
Barren wasteland out here.
Jesus. Sorry, dude. Kyle, you buddy?
I've got no Transformers, but I did have something.
Oh, man. Do tell.
I ordered a while ago because for the G.I. Joe series, they finally did a roadblock that looked like he's supposed to.
Uh-huh.
But they gave him a shitty gun. And so for just $40, he now has his big ass 50 cal.
Ooh.
With a stand.
Hell yeah.
And an ammo belt.
Hell yeah.
And another gun.
Well, I gotta add something about this. Are the
Dwayne the Rock
Johnson? Are the final faction weapons more or less compatible with G.I. Joe's, or are they not big enough or too small or whatever?
How big's final factions?
Three and three quarter.
They should be compatible with the 3¾ inch
yeah.
G.I. Joe stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A lot of the G.I. Joe guys are getting that final faction dune buggy and using it. And supposedly, I saw one of the things from one of the designers today that the new final faction toys, they're just waiting for them to be approved by Dollar Tree. So that they can tell them, we want this, we don't want this. So, fingers crossed that new wave will come out.
What's coming in the new wave of Final Faction? That's pure fucking chaos. Please tell me it's like the same thing as that Roll Cage Doom buggy, except this time it's a robot.
Man, no one knows. No one knows.
I like the dog mech. That was a really novel idea.
Dog mech was fucking great. And they knew
the robot dog.
They knew it was fucking great when they said in the back, the only thing scarier than an angry chihuahua is an angry chihuahua in a flying mech suit. They're right. They're fucking right.
I mean,
the inherent meanness of a small dog breed combined with mechanical might.
Mm-hmm.
It totally reminded me of that Grant Morrison comic called We Three, where they did animal experimentation to turn things into weapons, and one of them was like a chihuahua in a mech suit that had to go up against a Rottweiler in a mech suit, and the chihuahua won just because of its pure mean streak.
Listen, I'm telling
you,
I can just
hear it now, the Taco Bell chihuahua using his Mexican voice. Who's picking on who now?
I'm going to tell you this right now. If somebody said we're going to have a dog fight and you have to watch, yeah. We are going to put a pit bull up against a pit bull's weight in chihuahuas. I would vote on the chihuahuas. It would be fucking pandemonium. Yep. Sure, the pit bull's gonna get
one or two. What's the deal with small dog breeds? I don't know.
Well, it's not just small dog breeds. If anybody's owned a dog, number one, chihuahuas are territorial as fuck. I can't even kiss my wife without the dog barking at me. It's that is his wife now, and this is my house, and I'm just living here and paying the bills, but it's Pebble's house. So I will tell you this: one dog does X amount of damage, but two dogs, they will do the same amount of damage as four dogs separately. Four dogs will do the same amount of damage as 16 dogs separately. So you're getting a Rottweiler or a pit bull's weight in chihuahua. Fuck that. I feel sorry for that pit bull. There won't be anything left to bear.
What you're telling me is lots and lots of chihuahua jaws is a greater force multiplier than one large dog jaw.
Like I said, the pit bull's going to get one or two. But that, it's dead. It's dead.
Oh, boy.
So this is what I got this week. I know it's not Transformers related, but I got myself King Ghidorah. Mm-hmm. From the I got myself Ghidorah. A nice little Monsterverse King Ghidorah or Ghidorah or Ghidra, many names like Satan. On the Transformers side of things,
Monster Zero,
Studio Series Scrappy Ape.
Hey,
yeah, really nice. I do like the little shields. You know how that those post down, very very nice. I also picked up Mohawk.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
yeah.
Mohawk.
Pulse.
What's that? Oh yeah.
Off Pulse.
Yeah, I don't fucking buy toys in the store anymore, dude. Fuck that.
Yeah,
that...
but you could have gotten lucky, hit a kid, gone, oh my god, kid, are you all right? Hold on, is that a Mohawk in your hand? Mine
that's,
now.
That's only happened 7 or 8 times, dude.
As you stalk him relentlessly, it's like, yeah. Oh my god, kid, you're holding the toy I want, and are you okay?
Oh my god. I accidentally hit a child. Better back up and see if he's okay. Boy, that second crunch is never as loud as the first. Christ. And finally, this dude is ridiculously small. Concept Art Frumble.
Oh, yeah. I ordered him.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is really, really tiny. I was... Like just to give you an idea,
if I could only find the other one that turns into a rectangle.
Look at that. There's Mohawk, and there's Frumble.
No.
fucking tiny.
And they cost the same.
Pain.
That they do. That they do.
Well.
Man, getting over to the comments, Crossbones Koopy says, please, HR Giger Studio Wreckage, please. All these moments will be lost in time like tears in the rain, but our Transformers will return. Dwayne Marsh says, a video popped up on Facebook where the girl is like, why are they not texting you? Then it flips to a voice commanding Grimlock to transform. That's good advertising. That's good advertising. Technical Jim says, I've been here the entire time. I just didn't have anything to add. Dude, we love having you, man. You chime in whenever you feel like you want to chime in. If you want to sit in the corner and watch with a drink in your hand, that's fine. Sometimes, baby, I like
You're
to watch,
the
too.
Other.
Today, I'm a little wound up. but there's been a lot of times where just... Not today, though. Not today. I am wound up. And I'm sure that I'm just interrupting everybody's life. Giga Twin says, what? I don't know what that's in reference to. Giga Twin also said, that toy line should just embrace the soul and spirit of Cadillacs and dinosaurs. Belusha says, finally, Belusha has returned to the chat. A blast of subarctic shard wind was just what it was, just the wake-up it took. Welcome back, buddy. Giga Twin says, because this toy line is sounding like it's in the same line. Crossbones Koopa says, is Hasbro killing Power Rangers? There's a lacking on the shelves. Belucius, I Ghidorah meant to be like Hydra? Possibly. I never really thought of that. Giga Twin said, yes, King Ghidorah, or better known by his real name, Kevin. Wolf 1701 says, sometimes I wash from the closet. Hey. You know, I'm a 2024 kind of guy. I'm glad. I'm confused. Crossbones Koopa said, question, what would you like to see for what Transformers reissue you would want? Wolf 1701 says, sometimes dressed as Superman. Could you imagine? Wolf 1701 scaring you in the middle of coitus. Just come out. I just picture like him like busting down the closet door, dressed as Superman, a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and the underwear, like Superman's underwear down around his ankles going, da, 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 suck my dick.
If he was really Superman, he would just do a hip thrust and the underwear would fly off and smack you in the face.
So let's answer Corey's question. What would you like to see for a Transformers reissue?
I want to get, it's weird because it's like the most shit fig I've ever seen, but the Energon Quintessons, because they had like some really weird Giger-esque designs.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I'll fuck you. You mean that one? I'll fuck yep. you.
I'll fuck you.
Is that the weird Quintesson that had the kind of frame around his head that
yeah, and like, it yeah. was Snake. So it was so like made of wires, and it was like nothing you've ever seen out of Transformers before, because it was literally just an action figure, not a Transformer. Yeah. And they even decided, you know what? Fuck it. This thing can't even work on its own. Here's a base to make it stand up.
Yeah, Alpha Q. Yeah, very strange. Alpha Q. I'm sure a lot That's of parents. It. A lot of parents are very upset whenever they took their kids to Toys R Us for their birthday. Well, son, you're 9 years old now. I know you like Transformers. You can pick out any Transformer you want. As they run over to the toys screaming, I'll fuck you! I'll fuck you! I know.
Oh, God, what have I done?
I just pictured like some guy in like a three-piece suit with a pipe going like, God damn, I'm going to have to drown my son.
I imagine the Monopoly man with his monocle sipping tea right in the middle of the aisle, and it falls off. The monocle falls off into his.
Monopoly
like, what
man doesn't have a monocle.
Oh.
not in this iteration of reality.
Xavier's been Mandela'd. It's no, I always pictured
Xavier. Which Mandela died in prison?
The white one.
Shit. He's Uh-oh. From a really different universe.
Okay, what was his first name?
Ninja Star.
Ninja Star Mandela. Yep. Well, that tracks with
if
my
was
universe.
If Charles, we would have been close. Yeah.
It's amazing how much damage you can do to the Higgs field with enough energy.
Yeah.
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 Especially with the shuriken.
I think if I wanted a Transformers reissue, there's a... And that's the thing. My collection is big enough that, like, there's not a lot of stuff that I'd like to see re-released. You know? I usually get what I want when I want it. Because I'm a man. Buying children's right? toys. I'm a man. I think I'd like to see some of those harder toys get re-released. I think, just for an example, two toys that I'd love to see reissued. Yellow Convoy from RID 2001, the yellow Optimus. I'd like to see, Splendid Convoy. I would like to see, I would really, really like to see a reissue of Cryotech from Beast Wars. I'm sorry, that toy, I was goofing around with my Beast Wars Transmetal Megatron the other day. That toy really still fucking holds up. After all these years, it's still a
so
really
Tiger
good
Hawk.
Toy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't have Tiger Off. I have a Razor Claw from Universe.
Yeah, same mold. Mm. You basically have it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you guys got any other any reissues that you'd like besides I'll fuck you?
I've got a couple one of them is, okay, you know how we keep getting, I say keep getting. We've gotten it a few times where they've reissued Hot Rod.
Oh, I thought you meant syphilis.
Version.
Uh-huh.
yeah. I wouldn't mind getting an opportunity to buy the G1 Galvatron again, because although he is a deeply flawed figure, he's got a lot of articulation for his era.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of wouldn't mind trying to find that. I also wouldn't mind trying to, like, I also never ever got a G1 Ultra Magnus, and I would like to get that. As for other stuff,
I'm feeling really bad because I got both those figures. I'm sorry.
There are a ton of waves of deluxes from Beast Wars that we never got. And you know how they reissued a bunch of Beast Wars figures like a couple of years ago, like there's a ton more they could do.
Yeah,
and I would. Love
I feel
it.
That way about like the Walmart stuff. Like if they could just do more re-releases of the Walmart stuff instead of fucking us over and giving it away to like some discount store like they did with like Speedia 500, that'd be fucking great. Because I know they have more they're not giving us.
You know, some of that shit that they only got in Japan too, like the Beast Wars 2 stuff. I mean, getting a Beast Wars 2 or Beast Wars Neo Galvatron, like the Drildo tank, you know, getting that over mm-hmm. here would be great without the GPS. Getting the like the Beast Wars Dead End, the Ammonite would be great.
Yep.
Getting I think it's Killer Punch. Killer Punch, the one that has like the
Styracosaurus.
Yeah, with the dead mode. That would be fantastic. You know? It's yes. Yeah. I was lucky. I got him for like $35.
Yeah, I've got all of these figures, but the thing is, like, but you're right. There's a ton of them over. There's a ton of them. Oh, you know what would be a really cool one?
What's that?
E-card.
Well, yeah, E-card. But also, what is it? Starscream and BB.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The Taco
Tank. It's actually two figure. It's a taco two figure.
Yeah, the Taco Tank would be yes, nice too.
Machine Wars actually machine like some of the Machine Wars stuff. Yeah. Because I have some of it, but it's all missing pieces. So to get that original Machine Wars from like KB Toys back with the original boxes, that'd be cool.
I mean, yeah, if you think about it, we're really just a few figures away from being able to do recolors of an entire Beast War, our Machine Wars line. We need a new, what the fuck is he? Thunder? Thundertron? No, what the fuck is that dude's name? The Optimus Prime from Machine Wars. Thunderclash. We need a new Thunderclash, yes. But I mean, we've got Sandstorm. We've got Wrecker Hook. You know, we've got a lot of those figures that we can do these over. Hell, we got the, we can do Machine Wars Starscream. Which is one I'm surprised we haven't gotten yet. You know, we just had that Dreadwing.
Like, you know, they like back to the Beast Wars stuff. Like they gave us like there was a reissue of Pterosaur, and there was a reissue of Iguanus and all that stuff. But why not do some of the more obscure stuff? Give us a reissue of Slapper the Turtle.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Insecticon,
yeah.
The one that actually is quite a convincing beetle, and Jawclaw, the squid, like stuff like that. The more obscure stuff.
You want to get me nuts? I want to see a four pack of the McDonald's Happy Meal Beast Wars toys. Going over to the chat. We're finishing up here for the night. Here, going over to the chat. Duanis Perret says that's exactly how he is in the bedroom. Wolf 1701, that's an idea, by the way. You have a nice closet. Thank you. Belushi says, sorry, I spilled a drink on my keyboard and the S has gone sticky. My S has been sticky for like 20 years, but the doctors say that's just no help for it. Crossbones Koopa said, RID 2001 Scourge reissue, I want. Wolf 1701, lol, this week's title, nice closet. Wolf 1701, your wish is my demand. This episode is called Nice Closet. Wolf 1701 gets the show title. Wolf 1701 says reissue G1 Monstructor. Belushi says I'd love that Japanese Land Cross combiner set. Crossbone Koopa says Land Cross to fight Monstructor. And Giga Twin says the turtle is named Snapper. Slapper is the blue poison arrow frog. Gentlemen, what are your big plans for this week?
That's right.
Eat a fuck ton of chocolate, because guess what, nerds? Next week is our Valentine's Day show.
Ooh, we're going to get thicky, thicky.
Reminding me I'm alone, you fuck.
We're going to get thick. Dude, if you want to come over, you're welcome to, Kyle. I'll slip a finger in your butt.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate Gaperl a little early this year?
The blacks will be there.
It's like prison. You're not getting the sex you want, and the sex you want, the sex you getting ain't anything you want. Jesus. What about you, Xavier? What are your big plans for this week?
Actually, just work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about it.
Thomas, you got any big plans?
Try not to spend any money. That's it.
I'm going to fail at that miserably.
Good luck with that, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to fail miserably at that. I am going to rest up. I hurt my knee at work. I've had a rough time medically. They tell me I'm sick. I feel great, which bugs the fuck out of me. You're on the verge of death. I feel amazing. It's
so get fucked.
Yeah. Belusha says Super Bowl tacos. Oh.
Oh yeah, this Sunday is Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. Super Bowl. Oh man, I want tacos now. I want tacos, but Taco Bell always makes my blood pressure spike. But to be fair, Taco Bell saying they have tacos at Taco Bell is like saying that they have donuts at Monroe Tire. Yeah, they're the same shape. It's not the same thing. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, yeah. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here this week. Over in the chat, I want to thank GigaTwin, Belucius, Crossbones Koopa, Technical Jim, Wolf 1701, Dewanus Perez, Dwayne Marsh, GigaTwin, who else? Oh, Isop Cocoliso, Tef, Mike's World. I think I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, geez. I hate whenever I forget somebody. If I forgot you, I'm very, very sorry. We love each and every one of you. Those guys out there that are kind of like Technical Jim, sometimes you don't have anything to say. Sometimes you don't want to chat. You just want to listen. Well, by God, we love you, too. Thank you for joining us here again on Good Morning Cybertron. Go tell your other favorite Transformers podcast. Like, you're good and all, but you suck dicks compared to next Good Morning Cybertron. They'll think it's hilarious. They're all in on the joke. Don't worry. Make sure to put that in the comments section.
Also, a finger, guys, a middle finger, and happy Valentine's Day.
You guys suck a bunch of dicks. No, I'll tell you, there's a lot of Transformers podcasts out there that I listen to. Want to throw a big thank you out to Radio Free Cybertron. Just absolutely fantastic podcast. Love them to death. Love them to death. And that's the great thing about this fandom. There's so many awesome, awesome people out there. There's some assholes too, but that's just life. But there's a lot of awesome people out there. A lot of great people doing great podcasts. WTF, TFW, another fantastic one. Just fantastic. I don't know if the moon is still around. There used to be the moon base Transformers podcast. That was really, really good. I enjoyed that as well. But I want to thank everyone for being here. Gentlemen, you mostly, because without you guys, let's face it, I'm just a jackass with a microphone. But with you guys here, I'm a jackass with a microphone with friends. Say good night.
Yeah, night. Enjoy the Super Bowl. If you're going to go watch it, fucking tell someone you love them. Get ready for Valentine's Day. And make sure you tell those other podcasts to go suck a dick.
Yeah.
They love that.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, that's just Good Morning Cybertron. Dude. I almost forgot one podcast I don't want you to say suck a dick to. It's an entire YouTube channel, Ugly Wretch. Ugly Wretch's YouTube channel, which Belucius, who has been on the chat, is on. Absolutely a blast. They do every other Saturday live, and I try to get there. I definitely try to get there. Crossbones Koopa, he has an amazing YouTube channel as well, as does Dewanus Perez. Check out their links down below. I'm going to try to add Ugly Wretch's YouTube channel as well to our links down below. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Laters. Does that count?
Laters works. Laters works. Toodles, happy fuckers.
Yeah, enjoy your fucking single awareness day if you're not hooked up with anybody by next week. That's 168 hours. You got to find somebody to love. Sitting you can't there. Do that. We're going to tell you to suck a dick.
Sitting there eating a bag of chicken. Maybe if you sucked a little bit more dick, you'd have somebody to have Valentine's Day with. Just
that
saying.
Is a strong possibility.
That is, man. Just bust down the door to your local. I'm here to suck dick so I don't have to be alone for Valentine's Day. Peace.
I don't want Morning Cybertron calling me out.
Yeah, seriously. Night all.